Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a este su podcast favorito, ¿sí o no?
Yes, I'm so good.
Gracias, el día de hoy estaremos cerrando una temporada. Gracias por acompañarnos en este último capítulo de temporada. ¿Cómo se sienten, muchachos, que andamos cerrando temporada?
I feel great, especially since we're like, se me hace como un bow, a sealed up, a bow on top en todo lo que hemos hablado. Y terminamos with like Holy Week. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. I'm very excited and just like looking forward to what we're going to talk about today.
So, today we're going to talk about Holy Week. We've been touching on themes of Lent, of redemption, of conversion, of healing, of restoration, of confession. And today we're going to talk about Holy Week. So, how do you guys live Holy Week? ¿Cómo lo viven ustedes o qué piensan de Holy Week?
So to be real with you, like, this is the first year that I'm actually being like genuine and intentional about what I'm doing with Holy Week. Because obviously, like, growing up, I always thought like, oh, pues Cuaresma, like, it's something that I'm like, I wasn't really looking forward just because I knew I needed to give up something. Right? Like, that's how I look at it, because that's how I was raised. I was like, I have to give up chips. I have to give up candy, something like that, right? And so I was like, oh, like 40 days of no eating chips. And so I didn't really look at the bright side of, like, Cuaresma. And, like, Holy Week was just like any other week to me besides, like, pues, unos días no comes carnes. It's just like, especially in Mexico, it's like a way different, like, feeling than it is here. But yeah, it was like any other week, but this week I'm doing like more research on like lo que tengo que estar haciendo and like what I could do on Thursday and then Friday and then todo eso. But one of the things that I have done for Holy Week, that I've always loved, it has been the Easter Vigil. That I've always loved that mass and enjoyed it just because like empiezas con las luces like todas apagadas and then you start with like the candles, and that was always so nice to me. And I know it's like a long mass, but I've always found it to be so beautiful. I just never knew the meaning behind it. So I'm really looking forward to just being intentional and just learning more about like Holy Week y cómo se tiene que estar viviendo esta semana.
Como dice Vero, yo no he vivido la cuaresma como lo he hecho este año. Usually it's been like I know it's a sad week. It is a sad week. Because we already know what's coming, right? Estamos acompañando a Jesús en su caminar a su sacrificio y eventualmente a su resurrección. But it's kind of like we're mourning beforehand. So I feel like every year como que I was conscious about that. And yo solita, like, I would say, okay, like, if I know somebody who's going through something and I really love that person, like, no es tiempo de fiesta, no es tiempo de celebrar con música o escuchar música así, like happy, you know? Like, yo apagaba todo de mi vida para enfocarme en algo que sabía que era triste, you know? Like, I guess, let that die within myself, like, not be happy on purpose because I'm, like, acompañándolo, you know? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I would always do that every year. But this year, I'm for reflecting a little bit more because I actually started reading the Bible. So yo sé un poquito de los días que pasaron antes de jueves, viernes, o sea, todo el proceso de Jesús, o sea, lo que vivió antes de sacrificarse. So I'm like walking with him with more intention. And I don't know, it's just been a different year. But because I'm getting to know Jesus more, I feel like I feel a stronger connection with him. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Pues en México siempre se le dice la Semana Santa o la Semana Mayor, ¿no? Indicando que es la semana con la que terminaremos la Cuaresma. Yo creo que de alguna manera la tradición mexicana que yo me recuerdo más grande es el Vía Crucis viviente por las calles. ¿No? ¿Cuánta gente en nuestra comunidad nos identifica más con el Jesús en la cruz que con el Jesús resucitado? Y hoy, hasta hoy en día, el Vía Crucis viviente, La pasión de Jesús es donde la gente asiste por miles de personas a acompañar a Jesús en la pasión. Y yo creo que siempre se me quedó eso grabado, ¿no? Después, haciendo una reflexión sobre esto, cómo nuestro pueblo se identifica con el sufrimiento de Jesús. Se identifica con el sufrimiento de la cruz. Se identifica con el sufrimiento de la crucifixión. Y también un pueblo solidario, ¿verdad? Un pueblo que quizás dentro de su religiosidad popular no comprende todo lo de la fe, pero que acompaña a Jesús el día de la crucifixión y lo acompaña, ¿no? Siempre me ha conmovido mucho aquí en Estados Unidos, en México. The thousands of people that go to Via Crucis. Thousands, right? And I think that also speaks about el corazón de nuestro pueblo, el corazón de un pueblo que quiere ser solidario y acompañar a Jesús en sus momentos más difíciles. And I just find that so beautiful. You know, he sido soldado, he sido sumo sacerdote en el Via Crucis, he sido de todo. But yeah, I just love that celebration that people come by the thousands to accompany Jesus and his suffering. So as I think of my childhood, you think Holy Week, first thing comes to mind is Via Cruz es el viernes. You know, Via Cruz es el viernes. So, yeah. Talking a little bit about what happens on Holy Week. So Holy Week kicks off on Palm Sunday, right? And the celebration that Jesus is recognized as entra en un burrito por los portales de Jerusalén y es recibido con Hosanna, Hosanna. Es reconocido como el Mesías, como el Rey de los Judíos, una celebración. Everything looks good on Sunday. Todo está bien on Sunday, ¿verdad? Es recibido con una celebración grande. Pero sabemos que, ¿verdad? Mucha de la gente que lo recibe el domingo, después lo mirará pasar arrastrando una cruz on Friday. Y es poderoso, ¿no? Como tiene una entrada triunfal a la ciudad el domingo y después el viernes va a salir de la ciudad con una cruz a cuestas.
Yeah. Les quiero mencionar un poquito de lo que he aprendido. Just like a little summary of each day. Not a summary, pero just a general description of each day. Como lo empecé yo a rezar y ustedes me dicen, like, if you've related to it or if you've even heard about it. So esto viene de las hermanas franciscanas de la Eucaristía. They're called the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist. Y hicieron eso para poder intencionalmente vivir y rezar durante la Semana Santa con más intención. Y lo empiezan no desde Palm Sunday, no domingo, pero el día antes. So they call that Commitment Saturday. Because that day, like any other person, like if you're set up for a commitment, you have to think about it beforehand, right? Like you have to reflect on it y tú de veras tienes que estar puesto a decir, okay, yes, I'm going to do this. So they reflect on that as Commitment Saturday, the day before Palm Sunday, when Jesus knows that he was going to go into Jerusalem. He knows he was going to suffer. He knows he was going to rise from the dead. O sea, ya sabe todo el plan, pero obviamente él tuvo que pensar y reflexionar sobre todo esto para decir, okay, sí, 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 lo voy a hacer. So just a reaffirmation to himself, knowing that he was going to face all that. Y luego, como mencionó Vicente, viene Palm Sunday, cuando él camina públicamente, adentro de Jerusalén. So that just makes us reflect, like, how are we walking with him, right? Like, do we publicly walk with him? Do we walk with him in private? Like, are we willing to be out there and put ourselves out there to actually be out there in public and say, yes, I am a follower of Jesus? Y luego viene el lunes, that they call Extravagant Monday. Y eso lo hacen, like, o le dicen la descripción cuando la muchacha, like, puso the ointment or like the perfume on his head, algo así. So it's like, what are we giving him? Ella le dio eso, like, like, I know you, who you are. Like, this is what I'm offering you. So what are we offering him? So that's a day of reflection on, and like, ¿qué le estamos ofreciendo al Señor este día? Luego viene el martes, which they call it compulsion to completion Tuesday. So this is already like not in the middle of the week, but the week is already starting. So he's like, there's a fire in him, right? Like, there's something in him saying like, okay, this is going to happen, but I'm going to do it anyway. He knows what's coming. And in the midst of like all his time there is something in him that's pushing him. So that same thing that he's committed to whatever he's following through. Y tiene esa compulsión, like he has that compulsion to complete whatever his mission is going to be, which is the Father's will. Y luego el miércoles, which I think this is probably one of my favorite ones, or maybe the one that I'm going to live the most, the day of aloneness. Porque muchos se nos olvida que Jesús era humano. You know, people think of it like as a story or like something that already happened or una tradición que pasamos cada año. But like Jesus was an actual person and he actually was alone. Like, si él sabiendo que el jueves iba a entregarse, like, de seguro tenía miedo, you know? Like the day before, it was probably his day of aloneness. So I'm pretty sure that he like excluded himself from everything para estar solo, you know, para rezar or para decir like, okay, like, this is going to happen. Let me just take it in and like, let me think about everything that's going to happen and just be by myself and God at this time.
Question.
Yes.
When did Judas betray him, or when did he like turn him in? Was it Wednesday too? When was it?
El jueves en la noche.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Pero también creo que this day of aloneness, it's good to reflect not only on Jesus, but on Judas. Because he knew what he was going to do, you know? Like, él sabía que iba a traicionar a alguien que supuestamente amaba. So it's also Judas's day of aloneness because he knew that the next day he was going to turn him in. And I think that's worth reflecting on porque él también de seguro pasó un tiempo like crap, you know, I'm going to do this. And there's also like an aloneness that sin brings to us. So he committed a sin. Y cuando nosotros pecamos, like, we feel some type of, like we're excluded from something. Like, we feel alone, you know? Y luego el jueves, cuando se entrega, we reflect on, like, how he just gave up himself fully, completely. Not only was his body given to the guards, but also, like, the Eucharist was given to us. Y pues ahí pasó the Last Supper. Y luego el viernes es cuando de verdad reflexionamos que Dios, el mero mero, you know, the all-powerful, he intentionally was made powerless to sacrifice himself, to sacrifice Jesus. Y luego el sábado, just the day of mourning, you know. Y luego domingo, obviamente, when the king conquers death. So I think just going into detail así todos los días, en rezando y reflexionando así como que vives Holy Week un poquito más, instead of just saying, oh, it's a tradition y esto es lo que va a pasar, but like actually saying, okay, this day this happened, I'm going to reflect on this. And I think that's a great way to walk with him, you know, because he walks with us all the time, 24/7, all year. Like, why can't we walk with him when he was in suffering too? So yeah, what do you think?
I really like how you were saying how like the girl brought up like ointment, right? And so it's like, what are we offering up to him? Y yo creo que esa semana, yo sé que en México, creo, I think they have, they give it off, like, they don't work, right? Or they don't go to school, if I'm not wrong. I don't know. O algo con, like, jueves, viernes, like, that they don't go to school because it's just, like, it's really respected. But it's, like, really important to, like, not do unnecessary things that you, like, I guess that's what I'm offering, like, to not do unnecessary shopping or, like, not do unnecessary things that, like, no requiere mi tiempo, especialmente because I feel like these times we're trying to like commemorate like the los tiempos, los días, los últimos días que Jesús está aquí. Like before he gets like betrayed, before he gets crucified. And I just find it so beautiful how like she was saying, like, what are we offering up to him? Like, are you offering up? It could be like something as simple as like reflection or prayer or going to mass and being more intentional about going to mass like todos estos días. Or even if, like, for example, puede ser que there was something that you sacrificed during this Lent, but you failed to do it. This is a time to like, you know what, like, let's reflect back and let's like focus again, refocus. Ya los otros días que pasaron, ya, like, como dicen en economics, sunk cost, like, ya pasó, whatever. It is what it is, right? But, like, ahora, like, look into, like, esta semana y lo que prometiste, el sacrificio que, that you were going to, I don't know, just the sacrifice that you are making, right? Don't focus on what you did or, like, how you failed. Like, refocus again and do it and be more intentional about it esta semana. Just, if it was just going to mass or going to adoration, do it. Do it right now. And don't let your past choices, like, be the reason why you don't do these things.
So, like, finishing off strong.
Yes, exactly. With him.
What I would say is, the Jesus that decides to give his life on Friday loves you. He truly loves you. And there's nothing you can do. There's no way you can go to hide away from his love. He loves you. And I think you should know that. I think you should know that, first of all, he goes into the cross finding himself innocent. And finding himself a free man, he goes freely into the passion, and he loves you. And if he loves you, is just consider that this Holy Week, that you are beloved unconditionally, and that there is nothing you can do to stay away from his love. Y si quieres ver transformación en tu vida o transformación en la relación con Jesús, lo único que tienes que hacer es responder un poquito a ese amor que Él te tiene, ¿verdad? Pues ya, Él te ama, no te va a dejar de amar, quiere relación contigo y no puedes hacer nada para que Él te deje de amar. Y cuando correspondes a ese amor, que es el amor más grande que alguien puede tener por alguien más, es cuando empieza a haber conversión y frutos en tu vida. Y eso como a nivel personal. Ya en la parte litúrgica, yo creo que es muy el trido pascual, ¿no? Que empieza el jueves en la tarde con la celebración del lavatorio de pies, ¿no? ¿A cuántos de nosotros no nos pidieron cuando estábamos chiquillos? A ver si te lavan los pies y ahí vas a cortarte las uñas para lavarte los pies. Pero qué simbólico que porque el padre te va a lavar los pies, córtate las uñas, que el padre te va a lavar los pies.
I think this is a personal story from me.
Cada año, ya te cortaste los uñas porque seguro el padre te va a agarrar para lavarte los pies. But I also find that beautiful, that God being God, you know, the King of Kings, el Señor de Señores, dice la canción. That's his last teaching. That's his last teaching to the disciples. He leaves his space in the table. Se quita el manto, se despoja de su manto, se despoja de lo que lo hace, lo que lo separa de los discípulos, agarra una tinaja y les lava los pies. What a beautiful teacher. A humble teacher. Uno que lava pies. And it's so important and so critical, right? That this is at the center of Holy Week. And this is how el Trido Pascual empieza. Junto con la institución de la Eucaristía, ¿verdad? Pero yo creo que las dos, la institución de la Eucaristía y el lavatorio de pies, nos hablan del mismo Dios. El Dios que se quiere dar completamente y se nos da a nosotros a través de la Eucaristía. Pero también el Dios que se quiere dar tan completamente que te sirve, que literalmente está dispuesto a lavarte los pies. Y hay algo profundo ahí en esto. En el Dios que se da a través de la Eucaristía y en el Dios que te quiere lavar los pies, sabiendo que en el tiempo de Jesús lavar los pies era trabajo que le pertenecía a los esclavos. Él se hace un servidor. Como también, ¿verdad?, en pensar cómo servimos a los demás y cómo, al igual que Jesús se nos da a nosotros, nos llama también a ser eucarísticos. Y nos invita a nosotros a darnos a los demás. A darnos a los demás con amor, con paciencia y a servirles. Hace ratito hablé del Viernes Santo y del Vía Crucis, que creo que es algo bien importante en nuestra comunidad mexicana, ¿verdad? pero yo creo que también la enseñanza grande y una enseñanza importante es en el Jueves Santo. ¿Ustedes cómo ven el Jueves Santo, el lavatorio de pies?
I think you covered everything that I admire from that that teaching that he instilled in us about like the washing of the feet. Pero speaking of like his teachings y todavía enfocando en Jueves Santo, antes, correct me if I'm wrong, but antes de la última cena, él fue a rezar, right? It was that same day?
¿Cuándo lo arrestaron?
When he, yeah, was it during that?
Lo arrestaron después de la última cena.
Cuando él fue a rezar and then
al
after
jardín,
that.
Sí.
Okay, so sí, eso pasó después, pero enfocándonos like en sus enseñanzas, lo que más amo yo del Jueves Santo es como él se fue a rezar y enseñó que tenía miedo. You know, like, Jesús siendo Dios, you know, even he was so scared, but because he was fully divine, but he was also fully human. So eso nos enseña a nosotros también, like, it's okay to be scared. Pero lo que me encanta de lo que sigue después es que he you could tell he was scared because he even says it. He's like, Father, let this cup pass from me, you know? Like, he was so scared. I would have been scared of death as well. I mean, it's like a regular human reaction. Pero luego dice, but let your will be done and not mine. And I think that's one of my favorite things that he ever says, porque I've been actually practicing that, and that has taught me to be obedient. Y pues Jesús siendo Jesús, él también dice, like, todo es, his whole point of living is because he wanted to do the Father's will. So he's saying to God, like, let your will be done and not mine. Y cuántas veces nosotros somos tercos en hacer tantas cosas y pedir tantas cosas, pero a veces Dios no quiere eso para nosotros. But when we intentionally say, okay, I'm letting everything go, que pase lo que tú quieres que pase, quieres que pase y no lo que yo anhelo, you know? And I think that's something, I mentioned it because that's something that I recently learned a lot, just letting go completely, because maybe he will give us what we want, but he wants to see that 100% trust, and you know, we won't get it unless he actually sees that. Yeah. I see it like that.
That's a beautiful moment of humanity in El Huerto de los Olivos. That's, yeah.
Can I be so honest about like the washing of the feet? Like, growing up, yo nací en Mexico, and like I would always see them. They would wash my grandpa's like feet, but I never understood why. Like, it was just like every year they would wash his feet, and I was like, but why? And until like my very literally a los 22 años de mi vida, I'm 22, I barely learned why they did it. I never understood it, and I never really questioned it, because it's just like one of those things. Como vas a misa, right? Vas a misa, tus papás que te dicen, shh, y ya. Like, just, and that's all you do. Like, so you just kind of respect it.
¿Cómo
you just,
te
like,
formaron?
You just kind of, like, follow along to, like, oh, pues, este es el proceso. And it's kind of just like a, you just get into the habit of, like, these things, but you never really question why these things happen. Up until ya después, yo misma, that I was like, hold up, like, I want to learn more about it. And even now, I'm still, like, learning more about, like, why they do the washing of the feet, why todas estas cosas, because I feel like there's so much to Holy Week that I didn't know. And Thursday soon, like, they do the, I just found out about the siete iglesias that people go visit, like seven like churches, and I'm like, dude, I didn't know about this. Like, it's so beautiful, and I'm excited.
Yeah. Going into Good Friday, so Jesus is arrested Thursday night and is you know, taken into prison. And then Good Friday, empezamos con su crucifixión. Una de las cosas que más me gusta de esto, and I hate that I say that I que más me gusta, because there is nothing to be like in the sense of the horrible suffering that happened. But one of the beautiful insights of El Via Crucis that I get is his conversation with Pilatos. Tú no me estás tomando. Yo me entrego. Right? And I think that's just so beautiful that he's willingly, freely going into this. Right? And I think there's power, porque fuera muy, muy, muy difícil decir, ah, pues lo mataron. No, no, no lo mataron. Él entregó su vida. Y es muy diferente. Es muy diferente. Él entregó su vida. Porque me recuerda de un sacerdote, el padre Trampitas, por si alguien quiere escuchar su testimonio, que quiere entrar a las cárceles en México a evangelizar y le dice, no, 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 no. La única manera que puedes entrar a una cárcel a evangelizar es si te haces preso voluntariamente. Y yo creo que hay algo aquí de Jesús que dice, ok, pues para salvar el mundo necesito hacer esto voluntariamente. No me lo pueden hacer a la fuerza. Y recuerda esto, eso lo hace voluntariamente. And I, you know, there's a lot of power that Jesus goes into this voluntariamente. Nadie le está quitando la vida. Él la está entregando.
That reminds me of one of my favorite songs. I just want to mention the song. Pero sí, it's one of the lines that I always admire. It's like, a él no lo mataron, se entregó primero. And that reminds me of what you just said. It's crazy. It's
mind-blowing. What's the song?
Se llama Santo es el que vive.
Oh, yeah, Santo es el que...
Yeah, by Montesanto. God, yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, I just... también growing up con la Via Crucis, I would always see them do the Via Crucis and I didn't actually like... Sí les pegaban, de veras.
Mm-hmm. En México
les
pegan y les pegan.
Yes, y yo no sabía eso. Until I grew up and I found out more things and I was like, de veras les pegan. And it's like, it's their sacrifice. It's like, Jesus felt every bit of it. And like, él era perfecto. Él es perfecto. And he did it for every one of us. And that's so beautiful how like, la gente va and they're like, you know what? He did this for me. And like, I laid down my life and my body.
Everything, right? Everything. Everything. His will too. Para terminar, porque estamos terminando, I just would encourage everybody, si nadie ha ido a la Vigilia Pascual, que es la celebración de la, de verdad, es la vigilia que de la Pascua que tenemos en la iglesia, que es la celebración litúrgica que se empieza el sábado en la noche, que la vivan. De veras, anímense a ir. Es una vigilia y una liturgia hermosa en la iglesia. Una de mis favoritas, pero solamente quiero terminar yo para que ustedes pues terminen después diciendo algo. Uno de los detalles de la resurrección que me encanta es que la palabra de la mujer no era válida en corte ni en ningún documento legal en Jesús, pero la mujer es la primer testigo de la resurrección. Entonces, si está en los evangelios que la mujer son los primeros testigos de la resurrección, es porque seguramente sí fueron las mujeres las primeras testigos de la resurrección. Y, you know, I just find that detail beautiful because I think women till today continue to be great witnesses of the resurrection.
And, well, we're basically in the way we... want to invite you guys to just live this Holy Week intentionally. Pray, fast, abstain from things that like are keeping you away from getting closer to God. If that's drinking, if it's partying, if it's music, whatever it is, and give yourself time to like go pray, go reflect. Give yourself time to also be alone and just like solitude. Y I don't know if Clay wants to add anything else.
Sí, también es bonito de escuchar historias o testimonios de personas que han vivido muchas cosas y que también la cuaresma les impacta or Holy Week has an impact on them. De hecho, muchos miembros de Izcalli han participado en dar su testimonio en a little, what is it like, a little
thread
that we had? Yeah, like a 40-day thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. On Instagram it's like a short clip, but then you could also watch their full testimonies on YouTube. So we invite you to go to our Izcalli page on Instagram. It's Izcalli _ and just check the ones that we have. We have a few left that are going to come up, so we're very excited. And make sure you also watch the full testimonies of every one of these jóvenes that have been vulnerable with us.
Yeah, so it was just 40 young adults, which is it's crazy, you know. It goes to show that the church is so alive, and especially with the young adults that people don't even know or don't even realize it. Pero sí, historias de 40 jóvenes y uno para cada día de la cuaresma. And it's just a beautiful way to walk with each other during this Lent.
Yeah, y recuerden, just again, go listen to the stories on Instagram, listen to the stories on YouTube. Y recordar, ¿verdad?, cuando escuchamos la conversión de otros, it encourages our in our own conversion, but it also gives us life. So they be encouraged by these young people that have changed their lives. Y que no te echen mentira los mentirosos, que los jóvenes están convirtiendo y Dios está haciendo cosas en sus vidas. Y gracias por acompañarnos en esta season, en esta temporada. Gracias, Clary, gracias, Vero, gracias, Jairo, por haber hecho esta temporada. Y gracias a todos ustedes, compartan esta temporada y en una semana regresaremos con nuestra tercera temporada. Gracias.
Thank you guys.
See you soon. I love you. Happy Easter.